Welcome to season 3 of the Self-Care with Boosie podcast, a season that is all about unlearning and learning. With each episode that you listen to, may you uncover those beliefs or thoughts that don't serve you. Unpack and unlearn them so you can make space for new thoughts and beliefs that will move you towards being the best version of you. Our relationship with money and material things generally in the world is shaped by a lot of experiences that we have going through the world and how we're taught about money, how we're taught about material things from the time we're growing up and throughout our adult life. The people that we can keep around us, the things that we are consuming on a daily basis can help form whatever ideas or beliefs or thoughts that we have around money and material things that you can buy or have in the world. That relationship is not always one that tells you that it is okay to have money and have a lot of it. And so you might have those thoughts that I do want a lot of money. I want to build generational wealth. But at the core of your thoughts and beliefs about money, you actually don't think you deserve or you should have a lot of it, because you might feel that people who have a lot of money maybe are evil, and the only way that they're able to have that money, truckloads of money, is through evil deeds or through taking advantage of other people, and whatever other thought you might have around money and material things. You can have a gift that you've been given, a gift that you can monetize, something that you can make money with in this world, but there's a part of you that feels so guilty for wanting to charge for something or asking people to pay you for something that you feel you've been given to help people in the world. Those are thoughts, those are beliefs, those are all the things that you need to rethink, relook, unpack. Where does this thought come from? Where does this idea come from? The gift that you were given should be one of those things that you can live off of. You know, in a world where you do need money to live, you need money for accommodation, you need money to put food on your table, you need money for the clothes on your back. Gone are those days, or very few parts in the world are there places where people can have land that they're given to by maybe a chief, and they can use that land to plant the food that they eat, and they herd cattle, so they don't need to necessarily spend money to have food, and they don't need to spend money to have a place to stay because it's been given to them kind of for free based on the place that they live. You live in a world where you do need to spend some money to be able to survive. And what is so wrong about you doing that thing that you've been gifted and getting paid to do that thing that you've been gifted? You might find that you also battle with people who will say, if you really want to be helping people, why are you charging people for something? And if you think about it, there are people who are using their gifts to serve the world, serve the people around them, and they can also do certain free things for people who can't necessarily afford to pay for whatever service or product it is that they provide. So today I am asking you to really sit and think, what are some of these beliefs or thoughts that I have about money? What does my relationship with money and material things in the world look like? Consider the fact that you do live in a world that does require money for you to just survive on a basic human level. You need shelter, you need food, you need clothes. There's so many things that require this money from you, but why do you have such limiting beliefs about it? Maybe more so about having a lot of it, especially if you are somebody who has those dreams of building that generational wealth and not just have enough just to live day to day or month to month, but actually have money in abundance. I believe that as humans, we are in this world and we are having this human experience, and there's so many forms and contexts to it, and we all have so many things that we love, so many things that we like, and our preferences are not the same. One person might be somebody who really enjoys just, you know, staying maybe out in the country, or they're in a village area that doesn't really require much money for them to be able to survive. And whatever it is that they do on a day-to-day basis, they feel it's giving them enough. It's giving them exactly what they need to live the kind of life that they want to live. And you can have somebody who's on the opposite side of the spectrum and they want to live maybe in a big city, and the types of things that they want to do, see them traveling the world and they're doing all of these things that require a lot more money, and they like certain material things. What is wrong with enjoying that part of being a human? If you like dressing up, if you like going shopping for makeup, if you like doing your hair, you like doing your nails, all of these external material things in the world, what is so wrong with doing those things, using money, doing things that can get you more of that money while you're also doing the work that actually serves the people in this world in a way that you feel you've been called to do? Those are all of the things that I feel there's a lot of unlearning to do for a number of people in the world. You have all of these desires, but you have been taught that you need to suppress that desire or that want because it's bad to want to have worldly material things, and it's bad to want to have a lot of money because it's the root of all evil, and maybe only evil people have a lot of money. Like, why do you need so much of it? So unpacking those thoughts, unpacking those beliefs, and getting to a point where you feel that it is okay to want all of the things that I want in this world. It is okay to make the truckloads of money that I make and not feel guilty about it. It is okay to serve in the way that I feel I have been called to serve. And it is okay to get paid to do whatever it is that I feel I've been called onto this world to do, whatever my gift is. You may find that you have a number of things, that one thing, whatever that looks like for you, that you really just enjoy. You've been gifted with something that you can do so well that people keep coming back to you for it. But there's a part of you that just feels like, but I enjoy doing this so much. Like, why should I get paid to do this? Because I do it so easily and I do it for fun. So why should anybody pay me? My question to you is, why shouldn't anyone pay you for that thing that you've spent your time learning, for that thing that you've been gifted, you've been given the talent to be able to do much more easier than maybe the next person? Why can't you get paid and live off of that? There is a lady that I follow on Instagram. I'm not really sure how I came across her profile. I think, you know, it's probably hashtags or somebody shared a post and I started reading, and I've gone on a number of her lives. And I think she is one person that you can check out if you're listening to this episode. Like, you looked at the title and you thought, I'm going to click on this because I want to hear what she has to say about this relationship that we have with money. I think she's worth a follow. She's worth a follow to just explore your thoughts about money, your thoughts about your gift, your beliefs about money, your beliefs about your gifts. And on her bio, she says that she guides seekers and CEOs to release their limiting beliefs and awaken their self-sovereignty, soul's purpose, and material abundance. From the posts that I've seen she puts out, from the lives that I've gone on, her website, you can go on her page and you'll get to see all of the information and the details that I'm talking about on there. But she basically speaks around how she helps people learn that it is okay to make money from the gifts that you've been given. That you've been given certain talents, you've came into this world with a certain purpose, you have certain passions, and all of those things are there for a reason. You not giving those things to the world, you not serving those things to the world, it doesn't serve the people that you're meant to impact with whatever power you have from your gifts, from your talents. It doesn't serve yourself, because you might be in a space where you're feeling like, I feel like I'm just going through the motions. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not happy with what I'm doing or where I am. But maybe you've been told that that is the most noble way for you to make money, and you're just stretching yourself thin, trying to do so many things that align to what you feel you've been called to and what you think you should be doing, just purely because, you know, that's how society has said things should be done. So the lady that I suggest you follow, her handle on Instagram is themoon.mother. So it's themoon.mother, themoon.mother. So her name is Jess, and she's in the space of human design. She does also have a website. She has a number of free resources on her website, from classes that you can watch, of videos that she's recorded. She has material that can help you awaken to your purpose. She has material that can help you with selling soulfully by design, so based on whatever your human design is. And if you go on her Instagram page, you'll be able to see or find the link on her bio to her website. But if you're not on Instagram, her website is moondustourmother.com. So it's www.moondustourmother.com. Now, just so we're clear, she's not somebody that I've ever interacted with on a one-on-one level. I've never had a live chat with her. I've only interacted with her content on social media. But I thought that she is one of the people that I found has been very instrumental in moving my thoughts along and getting me to just really sit and think, what has been some of these thoughts and beliefs that I've had about money and material things in general in the world that make it seem as though it's such a bad thing? She's really been one of those catalysts in that journey of me thinking about my relationship with money and my relationship in general with just material things in the world, and how it can seem like it's such a bad thing, and it's not a noble thing, and it's not a humble thing to have certain things or to want certain things or to even get paid to do certain things. So give her Instagram and her website a visit. I do believe that if you came across this podcast episode and there was something in you that was like, okay, let me click, let me listen, and you actually listened up to this point, I mean, it's just a few clicks away. Just go on the website, have a read. Maybe something on there might resonate with you. Who knows? But find ways, and I think she's one of those catalysts that can help you uncover those ways that can get you to a point where you're unpacking certain thoughts, unpacking certain limiting beliefs and ideas around money, around your gifts, around abundance in general in the world, and being able to live a very fulfilling life without the guilt that can come from society in the way that we've learned over the years how to relate to money and things. So yeah, this is to improving that relationship, unpacking things, unlearning things, and relearning new things that align with where we want to go, where we are trying to go. If you want to be building that wealth, you need to uncover any of those limiting thoughts or beliefs that could be at the back of your mind without you even realizing sometimes, but they're holding you back and they hold you from doing certain things because you just don't think that you should be doing them for whatever reason. So here's to learning to have a positive relationship with our minds and the way that we look and think at money and the way we look and think at material things that exist in this world. Thank you for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. My name is Boosie, and I thank you once again for listening.